When you woke up today, did you notice anything different about yourself? Lately, I've been noticing some changes. And what's funny is it usually happens when I'm staying at a hotel. Here's what I mean. You know how every day you're used to getting ready in your own space? So when you get dressed and brush your teeth, fix your hair and makeup, you're used to your own lighting and mirror and how you see yourself. I was recently at a hotel getting dressed and wow, the fluorescent lighting is something, isn't it? Then add in a magnifying mirror, and it's just loads of fun. What you're going to notice that maybe in your own more subdued lighting home, you may not have seen. I noticed these lighter, sort of sparkly looking hairs on my head that I haven't noticed as much before. So that was exciting. And then a few stray hairs on my chin. Oh my gosh. Oh, the joy. Yes, as we grow older, these bodies are changing. We know that, but sometimes it does seem to catch us off guard. We may wake up with new aches and pains that we didn't have the day before. A friend of mine on Facebook recently posted that part of his grooming routine now includes trimming his nose hairs. Yeah, I had a joy-filled dentist appointment just the other day and discovered my 6-year-old molars have worn out, and now I need 2 crowns plus a filling replacement. So there's that. I'm not ready for my 6-year-old molars to wear out. This earthly body doesn't last forever. Things begin to wear down and wear out a bit, and wrinkles show up. We get softer around the middle, and no matter how hard we try to fight it or cover it up, with each day, we are growing older. And honestly, I'm not afraid of that. I grew up watching my granny embrace life in her later years. She was beautiful, wrinkles and all. With every year, it was like she shined brighter with the love of Jesus and a smile and a laugh that would fill a room. She took care of herself and exercised and would use her face creams, and I'll never forget her saying, "Be true to your teeth or they'll be false to you." It's true. But when I think about this body and aging, I'm not afraid of the changes that will come because, like my granny, I know this world is not my home. But this body, because of sin, is a body of death. We were designed for Eden, but with the fall of man in the garden, humankind now is covered by the law of sin and death, which separates us from God. Romans 7:24. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Paul is writing to the Romans, and for us today, a reminder of the root of our Christian faith. Bottom line, we are all in need. We are all in these earthly, sin-covered bodies of death. He used the word wretched. When was the last time you fell to your knees, recognizing your wretchedness, your neediness? The world doesn't do that, does it? No, let's pat each other on the back and remind each other how great we are. And we don't need saving. We're good. We have the answers for this life all within ourselves. Those are the same lies straight from the serpent's mouth. Friend, the only way to live your best life begins with recognizing your need of the saving grace of Jesus. He's our rescue from this body of death. That's the truth. Yep, this body is getting older, but I walk in freedom, joy, and truth, and know that with each day and with even each new gray hair, I'm one step closer to home. I'm Lori Klein.